about to hear an address given by President Harry S. Truman at Municipal Stadium in Davenport, Iowa, at 12:15 this afternoon. Now here to introduce the president is the Democratic candidate for governor of Iowa, Herschel Lovelace.
It's now my privilege to introduce to you the President of the United States, Mr. President. To be back in Iowa today. 3 weeks ago, when I spoke at Shenandoah, I only had time to spend one day in this great state. But I promised myself then that I'd get back here before the campaign ended. You see, as a Missourian, I can claim you Iowans as neighbors. And I like to get around and see my neighbors, particularly when I have something on my mind which I think you ought to know. Now, The thing that is on my mind today is the election coming on the 4th of November. That's next Tuesday, just 6 days away. This election will decide who sits in the White House for the next 4 years, and it will decide which party controls the Congress for the next 2 years. My friends, it's going to make a lot of difference how this election comes out. A lot of difference to you personally. Each and every single one of you. Let me give you a very concrete illustration of what's at stake for you in this election. This has to do with something close to home for everybody around here. That's the corn crop here in Iowa this year. The corn crop this year is going to be a big one in Iowa. And that's a very good thing. Corn is the nation's principal feed grain, and we need a good supply of corn always. But we also know that a big corn crop puts a heavy downward pressure on corn prices. We have learned through years of experience that when the farmers turn out big crops and provide the nation with abundant supplies, their prices generally fall. We can feel fortunate that this is not going to happen this year. It will not happen because the Democratic Party has protected the farmers through price support. Our price support program serves as a safety net to catch farm prices and keep them from falling to dangerously low levels. It helps to stabilize farm markets and to prevent the nation's economy from falling out of balance. That's what the price support program is going to do for the corn crop this year. It's going to hold the corn price at a level of $1.60 a bushel for every farmer who participates in the corn loan program. Without the support program, there's no telling how low corn prices might go, for it is expected that the crop this year will be one of the largest in history, second only to the huge crop of 1948. Now, I'm telling you this story for a very good reason. I'm telling it because it's a very good example of how the Democratic Party has been using the powers of government for the benefit and welfare of all the people. This program was brought into being by the Democrats over the opposition of the Republican Party, and its very existence would be endangered by a Republican victory on November the 4th. The Republican candidate for president has been traveling all over the Midwest trying to pull the wool over the farmer's eyes. He says the Republican Party stands behind the price support laws on the books. And he says specifically this includes the present amendment to the Basic Farm Act assuring price support at 90% of parity throughout 1954. Well, that's fine talk, but my friends, what are the facts? I want you young men over there who are having so much fun being discourteous to the president to listen to this, because it'll be a lesson to you. The Republican Party had the opportunity to stand behind the support law just a few weeks before the Republican candidate was nominated last July. It stood behind it, all right, a mighty long way behind. The recorded votes in the House of Representatives show that a majority of Republicans voted against continuing support at 90% of parity. As usual, it was the Democratic Party that pushed this legislation through for the benefit of the farmers. The Republican Party? Now, the Republican Party had another opportunity at its convention in Chicago to stand behind price supports at 90% of parity. But it didn't take that stand. The Republican platform just talked vaguely about aiming at fair farm prices in the marketplace. The platform doesn't even attempt to say what the Republicans would do to maintain fair prices. And that Republican platform, by the way, is the best piece of gobbledygook I've ever read. I've been reading platforms for 40 years, and that encapped them all for saying nothing. As usual, it was the Democratic platform that spelled out a firm position on price support, stating specifically that the Democratic Party would maintain price support at 90% of parity. Senator Taft, who is the Republican leader in Congress, says he is against price support at 90% of parity. He said that in New York on the day the Republican candidate for president surrendered to him. Just as you might suspect, Taft once again endorsed the discredited sliding scale enacted by that Republican 80th Congress. The sliding scale, which would have allowed farm prices to sink to 60% of parity. I think I ought to tell you that if the sliding scale provision were in effect at this time, under present supply conditions, the support price for corn would not be $1.60 a bushel. It would be $1.18 a bushel. Now, which is best for you, Democratic policy or Republican policy? Furthermore, Republican opposition is aimed not only at price support. The majority of the Republicans have fought almost every one of our great farm programs in general and in detail from 1933 right down to the present time. The first Agricultural Adjustment Act, passed less than 2 weeks after President Roosevelt took office, was opposed by two-thirds of the Republicans in the House of Representatives. In 1938, Republicans in both House and Senate voted 5-1 against the Agricultural Adjustment Act of that year. In 1939, House Republicans voted 7-1 against appropriations for parity payments. In 1943, House Republicans voted 14-1 to obstruct farm price support and other measures. In that same year, House Republicans voted 16-1 to kill the crop insurance program. All of you remember what happened when the Republicans gained power in the 80th Congress. They cut into the price support program in four different ways. And the Republicans in the House voted to kill the agricultural conservation program altogether. Now, the moral of this story is very simple. And it has a direct bearing on the choice you make when you go to the polls next Tuesday. The moral is this. You can trust the Democratic Party to do the things that need to be done for the welfare and prosperity of farmers, workers, businessmen, and everybody in the country. But you can't trust the Republican Party to do anything for the common man. What is true of farm programs is also true of other domestic programs aimed at maintaining general prosperity. It's also true of our other great programs aimed at world peace. You can trust the Democratic Party to carry on sound programs for peace. But honestly, I believe you cannot trust the Republican Party to lead us toward peace. We are engaged in a hard and dangerous struggle to check communism and to prevent another world war. Communism turns to open aggression in Korea, and we had to stop it there. If we had not stopped communism in Korea, it would have swept across the other free lands of the world. We are fighting in Korea, my friend, so we won't have to fight right here in our own country against invasion. Now, we can win this fight and prevent World War III if we don't give up, as the communists want us to do. We can win if we have strong defenses and strong allies to share the burdens with us. We must have strong alliances among the free nations if we are to prevent World War III and save American lives. Now, the Republican Old Guard does not seem to understand what terrible danger the world is in. They talk as if the fighting in Korea was unimportant. They think we can get security cheap. They seem to believe that we can get along without allies. That's the way they vote. They vote to cut down on our aid to our allies' need to defend themselves. They promise great reductions in our own military spending. My friends, I want to say to you that these men are positively blind. If we let them run the country, I'm certain we would face far graver dangers of a general war. I urge upon you, do not trust your welfare to that kind of leadership. Do not trust them with your welfare as a farmer, or a worker, or an independent businessman. Do not trust them with your rights and liberties as citizens of this free America of ours. Above all, do not trust them with our defense against communist aggression. Fortunately, my friend, you have an alternative, a good alternative. You can cast your vote for the Democratic Party, which has proved by its record that it cares about your welfare and will take constructive action in your interest. You can cast your vote for a presidential candidate who has proven beyond a doubt before and during this campaign that he has courage and wisdom and real understanding of our country's problems and the great issues facing this free world of ours. Think about your choice, my friend. I'd advise you to give it a lot of thought. I'd advise you to study the record of these things I've been telling you, because it's up to you to use your head on election day. Give it some thought for your own interest. Give the welfare of this country we all love so much the thought that's necessary to keep it like we have it. Remember that the decision is yours to make, but once you've made it, you must live with it for four long years. When you go to the polls next Tuesday, vote in your own interest. Vote for what helps you. Vote for what's best for the country and for the world. If you do that, I have no doubt about the outcome of the election. You will vote to send Claire Williams to the Congress, where he will represent you well. You will vote for Herschel Lovett for governor of this great state of yours. And you will vote to send to the White House that able, progressive governor of your neighbor state, Adlai Stevenson of Illinois.